from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes. I hate being a fan of this team.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I don't have any concerns as far as his readiness and availability on week one. Montez was out today. He's taken a step toward getting back to practice in a limited basis. He was able to do some individual, and he's making progress and trending in the right direction as far as getting 100% healthy.
Don't worry about Montez Sweat. He's going to be fine. That's what the Bears coaches are saying. You don't have to worry about him and not practicing because he will be ready when the games start. Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. It's the Bernstein and Holmes Show. Lawrence and Layla here with you until 2 o'clock. And our guy, Chris Emma, one of the stars of HBO Max's Hard Knocks, along with our buddy Mark Grody. He now joins us here on, which hotline are we? Is it the Arturo Tire hotline? No? Damn it,
Hyundai,
Ray.
Baby.
You're
Page
right.
One.
You're right. That's on me. That's on me.
Okay.
See, I was just telling Layla, like, I could totally drive a show, and yet here I am not doing a good job of driving the show.
I love that you thought you couldn't drive the show.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Here is Chris Emma. Hey, Emma.
What's up? How we doing? Yeah, Grody stole the show last night for sure.
What did you think of Hard Knocks before we get into the hardcore football stuff?
I mean, they're building up the storylines, right? You got your Velus Jones storyline was ready for you last night, building him up as a roster bubble player. You got your Ian Wheeler spot as well, putting him up there as apparent competition for Velus Jones. I like Hard Knocks. It's really interesting. I always have been a fan of the show, but I feel like you're probably not getting as in-depth as you'd love with this team. And frankly, we know the Bears have the editorial control over a lot of this stuff. So I think you're not getting the curtain pulled too far back here.
I think that's the best assessment is this is very Bears washed. And that's how I feel about it. When the information that you get on a daily basis can be more exciting than what we're getting on the show, I guess it's a good thing in a way. But unfortunately, not ideal when it comes to entertainment television.
Yeah, I mean, you're not getting a ton of the behind-the-scenes stuff you really want. You're not getting super in-depth a lot of the big names and faces that you want to see of this team. But Look, Hard Knocks does an incredible production. They're out here. I'm looking out on the field right now from the sidelines. You just see cameras and microphones everywhere. These guys, like, swarm practice. They do such a great job going in depth with this stuff. They are really detail-oriented with everything in these practices. You're getting some really good stuff in terms of the sound, the conversations during practice. But, yeah, I'd like to get a little more context and some behind-the-scenes stuff that we've not really seen yet.
Let's talk a little bit about something that did happen on the show last night, that they were clearly trying to give you an inside look at what's going on with Velus Jones. How is the Velus Jones two running back transformation? How did it work? Or I guess technically hybrid, because he'll probably still, if he makes the team, they'll use him in multiple ways. Who came up with this concept? How is it going?
All due respect to Hard Knocks and to Velus Jones, I don't know if he and Ian Wheeler are competing with each other. And I've been on this for a bit. I just don't see Velus Jones on this team. I don't know if he's competing for a spot at running back or wide receiver. And running back was clearly an experiment that we saw last week. And I think it did well. They seemed excited about it. You got some of the behind-the-scenes stuff from the production crew as well and some of the stuff in terms of those meetings. But look, you kind of know what Velus Jones is at this point, and he's an exciting player who's got a lot of missteps along the way, and he's been mistake-prone, and I don't know if he's going to earn that kind of trust as a running back. I don't see it as anything more than a gadget and an experiment at this point, but look, he's embracing it. You heard him last night on the mic. He seemed very excited about it, and the coaching staff has some enthusiasm too. So at the very least, I think it's his last chance. We'll see if he can run with it, no pun intended, but I don't know. I just don't see it working out.
This is also a public practice, and I wonder how much that plays into what you're going to see today and observe. What have you seen so far, and is it any different when the fans are present like that? Because they got 3 days this week where they can watch.
Yeah, today's a little bit of a shorter practice compared to some of the other ones. They are in full pads today. Today's about building up for the Bengals. Tomorrow is going to be a longer practice. It's set for 1 o'clock in the afternoon as opposed to morning time like we've done typically out here. And I think tomorrow is going to be a long practice. You're going to get side-by-side fields of Bears offense versus Bengals defense, Bengals offense versus Bears defense. It's going to be a ton of action. I think today's really kind of about building up for it. They had a longer walkthrough than usual, going through some of their stuff and getting ready for what the Bengals are going to present as well. I think today's going to be really about fundamentals, about technique, and some of the basics to just get you ready for going against another helmet and another opponent.
We're talking with Chris Emma, who covers the Bears for us here at The Score and 670thescore.com, and he's joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Emma, what did the Bears say? Because I know that you guys, they had an opportunity to go look at the tape. You guys had an opportunity to talk with them. What did they say about Saturday's game?
I loved hearing from Andrew Billings yesterday. And the funny thing hearing from Big Bills is, like, he's been a menace for the offense throughout camp. We've heard him quite a bit. He's had no problem taking great joy in disrupting the offense. But he said it himself. He's like, look, I wanted to see how Caleb would take what he does in practice and bring it out to a game field. He was blown away. He seemed legitimately impressed by what Caleb was able to do out there. Not just the throws, not just the stat line, but the command. Like, the offense looks so much better than it has in practice. And that's kind of funny to say. You would expect it to look pretty good in practice and then maybe have some hiccups during a game atmosphere. They look great out there. Not just, like I said, the plays and there's some of the flash from Caleb Williams, but no pre-snap issues. The operation was clean throughout. The leadership was there. And what stood out to me, and I think to the Bears as well, is just you could see the way that Caleb goes through his progressions and the processing element that we've heard so much about since the pre-draft process. You got to see it really on display against a defense that he's not familiar with and something new for him, the first big challenge for him in this preseason. He really went through his reads with clean precision. That I think I mentioned it yesterday, but I'll come back to it because I was really impressed by that throw, that first completion to DJ Moore, where you could see Caleb Williams' eyes were straight across the middle to the safety DeMar Hamlin, and he's looking Hamlin off DJ Moore to create an opening. That's a big strike to get the first down. That's a natural gift for a quarterback, the ability to use your eyes properly and to create an opening for your number one target that way. That's such an example of what we've seen a lot of in camp from Caleb Williams, and now in the preseason stage was that ability to take control and to take command of these passing routes based on your eyes and your understanding of what the defense is doing.
We still don't know what's happening with the starters, especially when we hear on the Bengals side of things, they don't anticipate playing theirs. I'm not going to purposefully add mess to this mix, but Chris, apparently there's rain in the forecast on Sunday too, which doesn't help things. You got any more indication on whether or not the Bears starters might play, given what you've seen?
I'm going to issue like a semi-retraction, because I think I said yesterday that I thought the Bears starters would not play. I think there's a chance they could play a series or two. Now, I've not heard it definitively, just talking with people around the building here. There's still uncertainty. There's a number of factors involved. Matt Eberflus and the staff have not made up their decision yet. They've got the practice scheduled for tomorrow. You mentioned weather, Layla. There's some weather in the forecast tomorrow for the joint practice. That might throw things for a loop. Looking at my weather app here, my $3 handy weather app, looks like there's a window during practice time where you can get all this action in, but if there's heavy storms and threat in the area, then you got to bang the whole practice, and you can't move, you know, 180 players into the Walter Payton Center for this. So that would change the plans considerably. Maybe if that's the case, if you do have weather that throws off practice, that you move it to Friday, and then you hold out starters entirely for Saturday. Maybe you just say, forget the joint practices. We'll just see you guys on Saturday. I'm not quite sure how it's going to play out yet. The Bears want to get through tomorrow before they make a decision.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
NBC 5 is always here for you, Chris.
Hey, if you need a weather app,
you didn't have to pay $3.
They got you covered.
Yeah.
You can do all of that. We had a conversation about Roma Dunze yesterday, and we had Roma Dunze on the show, which was great. He was featured on Hard Knocks a lot last night. And Emma, I know that we've gone over this territory, but I honestly don't think that we're spending enough time talking about Rome because of Caleb and how we would approach this differently if Caleb wasn't here. Overall, how would you say Rome's camp is going?
I think he's really made an impression on this team. They love, first of all, they love the dude. Like, they've been really struck by this kid throughout the pre-draft process and ever since they got him in the building. Great head on his shoulders. He had a glimpse of it from the Giants version of Hard Knocks where they were just raving about Roma Dunze.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I just wanted to add to it. Did you hear our interview with Rome?
I've not been able to go back on that yet,
okay,
but I mean,
okay,
he's impressive, right?
Check it out. We asked him about Hard Knocks. And he said that it was a surprise to him that he didn't even know that they were filming for Hard Knocks. So when he saw the offseason Hard Knocks, he was shocked to see himself in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's look, there are so many people in the second floor of this building here at Halas Hall that were thrilled that the Giants took Malik Nabers and did not take Rome Odunze. You heard Ryan Poles talk about it. He was dead serious when he said they were ready to trade up. Like, Ian Cunningham was telling him, let's wait this out. Let's see if he can fall. Like, he's going to fall to us. Trust the analytics. Trust everything we've been researching here. And they got their guy. They were really concerned about losing him because they love what this kid is made up with. His ability as a route runner has been really impressive to this team. Like, that's something that doesn't happen naturally for these rookies coming in. You can have all the talent in the world, but it's just so much different running around from college and then taking that to the NFL stage. Rome Odunze has been able to do that consistently. Beyond that, not just understanding his routes, but understanding how to break off a route. When you got a safety creeping in you from over the top, or a corner makes a move inside, you cut it outside, whatever it is, like, he's got a natural understanding of what he needs to do to get open. It's no coincidence that he's become a reliable target for Caleb Williams. The highlight of yesterday's practice was that 30-yard touchdown from Caleb to Rome. If you saw the full footage of that, not just the one the Bears showed you, but the full picture of that, you got a nifty move from Rome Odunze to break off Terrell Smith and get himself wide open. It was a really impressive route by a young player, and clearly he and Caleb are connected. Caleb was able to see him, hit him in stride, lead him to the end zone, and you got a big play there.
And then additionally, Chris, any other injury updates that you think we should be aware of today?
I'll be Stevie Sunshine here. You got some good news on the injury front. Nate Davis is back out there. Roshan Johnson, we've not seen much as of late. He's back out there. You've got Montez Sweat, Jaquan Brisker, Tyreek Stevenson on the defensive side. We'll see how much those guys do today. I think they're still ramping up and working back a bit, but that is certainly good news. Still no Ryan Bates, although I saw him kind of going through a little bit of jogging during the pre-practice portion. He is one of the guys on the bike here as I look off toward the building side. I don't think he's too far away. It's certainly a tough setback when you talk about the uncertainty of this offensive line. And Ryan Bates should be in your contingency plan. But look, we've bagged a lot on the Nate Davis situation, and rightfully so. They're paying him a lot of money. He's not been available. I wonder if a message has been sent and received to him where he is back out there, I think, ahead of schedule. We'll see at what point he's able to go full go and be the guy that they're hoping at right guard. But we'll see. Maybe he's responding to this. We'll only find out in time, but it's a step forward for him.
Emma, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Take care.
Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.